I don't know, every month or so, I kind of decide to go to the gym, and I usually work out like really tough, you know, for a week.
Yeah, man, they hired a guy who had both claims, right?
Yeah.
So he was like, you know, he can land wherever there is water. And so, yeah, he's been flying to these water places, and we had a lake, and then we had a pond and a river, and now it looks like an ocean here.
Oh,
or maybe a great lake.
I love boat planes. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic, man. The guy, he's like, you know, kind of like fat, and has a big bird and like a monkey statue. And yeah, he lands wherever he's water, man. He's on the airport, so there's no like regulation.
Oh, that's fantastic. But you sound like you're in decent shape.
Yeah, I'm on a submarine.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so like there's lots of stuff in the ceiling, so I can do pull-ups like with the bending. So I'm up to like 50 at the moment, and I'm doing sets of 50, and I do 3 in the morning and then 3 at night.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you're coming in loud and clear. The technology is, it must be a Russian sub because the technology is crystal clear here.
Yeah, this is a Vodafone.
You know, I told you I quit the sandwich shop. And
you quit the sandwich shop.
Yeah, I figured, you know, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it. I've been trying to reach out to our backer to get.
But Max.
Yeah.
You quit the sandwich shop. That means like we have like profitability and stuff.
We have profitability?
So if you quit the sandwich shop, man, how are you paying the bill for the call?
Well, the thing is, this is a monthly plan, so I got a few weeks left in the month, but I figure once that's up, we're just done. I'm sort of just throwing it out there to the universe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you should get Vodafone, man.
Yeah, I mean, if there's an extra one on the Russian sub you could send me, that'd be fantastic.
Well, let me see. I'll check the guy's lockers.
But listen, more importantly, so we got a bunch of guys here, all right? We've got enough for this eight-man tournament. I know we definitely talked to some females, so we're going to have females. We're going to have we got 8 people, but there's a problem I thought of, and you might have already thought of this, is that we don't have a reserve fighter. So if someone gets hurt in this thing, we can't just cancel the tournament in the middle of the night and then, you know, the show's got to go on. We need a reserve fighter, and for the life of me, we never worked with reserve fighters in New York. It was always, you know, whoever showed up would battle, and, you know...
The thing is like, you know, we have contacted the 8 people that we think are, you know, perfect for this tournament, like, you know, like making a fine wine or a potion or something. You know, we have the elements that we need to make a balanced, entertaining product, so...
Right, but, you know, listen, when we talk to the clown... he sounded old. If that guy goes in there, breaks a hip in the first 30 seconds of the match, we're going to have to put another fighter in there.
Yeah, he is old, but, like, you know, I mean, think about it. If you're presenting, like, a very nice dinner and you run out of the parsley,
yeah,
you don't say, here is a plate without the parsley, you know?
Well, every major fighting tournament has a reserve fighter. They just, you never really know about them unless someone gets hurt.
Yeah, this is a pretty bad oversight, man.
Yeah, I know. It didn't even occur to me till like now. So we got to figure this out before we talk to the backer, because the last thing I want to say is, oh yeah, we got 8 guys, and you know, if Chippy Chastiser does one of her, you know, pirouettes and pulls her groin, you know, what are we going to cancel the whole tournament?
Well, we are out like somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 million.
Yeah.
And so, okay, fine, Max. If that's what you want, I'll enter the tournament, dude.
No, I can't have you enter the tournament.
He's been doing the pull-ups, man. I think I can become like send the pull-up guy at breakfast.
Sven, I can't let you enter the tournament. I gotta just hold.
Plus, Max, I have been smoking like so much opium. Like every day, I'm smoking opium.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. I mean, wait a second, Sven, did you give out my number again? My other phone line's lighting up right now. Did you?
Well, it's because Vodafone, like anyone on the network, can see all the. The numbers. All right, let me hold on.
All right, listen, I'm going to pick this up. Hello, this is Max.
Hey, Max.
Hey, how you doing? This is, you've reached HKKA headquarters. You're on the phone with Max.
Oh, good. I made it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, man.
Well,
hey,
I'm
just really excited about the fact that I'm actually speaking to you,
okay.
Max. I've been trying to get through. I won't say exactly how I found it, but I found your number.
Okay.
And glad that I'm talking to you. A big fan of what you do, and just wanted to put myself out there, you know?
Okay. Well, have we ever met? Did I meet you? Maybe I met you in a sandwich shop.
Yeah. No. I've been in the shop a few times. It's just really, you know, I'm sorry. I'm kind of an awkward person in person, so I didn't necessarily want to come up and scare you or anything like that, but yeah, I come into the sandwich shop and, you know,
mm-hmm.
ordered number 5.
Sure.
And I, you know,
okay,
just kind of sat in the corner for a little bit because I wasn't sure whether I should just go up and talk to you or not.
Right.
So, Well, I ended up finding your number and figured I'd call you instead because I was too nervous to talk
right.
To
well, okay. Well, my partner here, Sven Breakfast, is on the line as well. What's your
name? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Sven.
Hello, my friend. This is Sven.
How's it going?
Oh, gosh. I am like 5 or 6 times a day having to send the guy to get the opium, and I'm on a submarine, and I can't reach my water plane pilot with the Vodafone, so I guess I have to stay here tonight.
You have to stay in the sub?
Yeah,
that's so cool!
Yes, it's okay. Good, man. It's cool, actually. I'm having a great time, man. I got some watercolors, so I've been, like, you know, doing some real, like, submarine watercolor. Plus the opium.
Of the opium.
Yeah.
So,
and still, man,
Sven,
I'm
hold
chilling
on.
Out.
So who exactly are we talking to?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Max. I'm so rude. I should have introduced myself sooner. My name's Jimmy.
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 Yeah.
That's a strong name. It's a very strong name, James, yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was born James. And I'm in a long line of Jameses. There's James the Senior. There's James. Well, I have a son, and he's James the Third. So
you named your son James.
Yeah.
Why do you call him like Jimmy or something to make it more friendly, less like intimidating?
Well, see, I already took the name Jimmy, so I just figured I'd call him James the Third. Since
yes, but as he grows older with the force of a name like James. You know, people will be, like, intimidated by him. So, like, probably a good idea to be like, hey, I'm Jimmy. Yes, you know the real name, but I'm not going to, like, slap you in the face with my dick or something, right?
Okay, well, Sven, Jimmy, I'm just going to assume here that Yoshi Dynamo's manager must have left my number up there or just been very loose with it because he's the only one I've talked to in the sandwich shop about what we actually do here. Now, I almost have no money left in my bank account. Sven, at all times, will be traveling, but the point is we're getting ready to hold possibly, well, we are getting ready to hold the biggest tournament, fighting tournament, in the world. So
you gotta be kidding me. That's so cool.
Yeah, maybe there's something you do that could help us out, and maybe we could help you. As of now, we have an unlimited budget.
Gosh, I'm so glad that I called you.
Yeah, well,
I'm glad too, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, we were just basically wringing our hands because we had bended ourselves into a corner with this tournament because we have no alternate. But your name is really, and you can send like, you know, like verification and whatnot, that your name is actually Jimmy, then I think maybe we can do this.
Yeah, of course. Should I come to the shop right now?
Yeah, if you send later on, send a text to this number, like a birth certificate or like, you know, passport or something, to verify that you are actually a member of the James universe, right? Because we have no James. We have no James.
Yeah.
We have no Jimmy. We don't have a Jim.
I can bring my son, too. And, I mean, my dad's out of town, but I'm sure that I could, you know, see if I could fly him out here.
What's your weight class?
My weight class? Kind of fluctuate a little bit because sometimes I binge eat and then I decide that's not the right thing to do, so then then I burn it off. Yeah. So, I mean, I fluctuate between, you know, 190 and 180.
Jimmy, the thing is, I don't work at the sandwich shop anymore. I decided to quit.
What?
Yeah, I can't do it anymore because I need to put my full focus behind this tournament. I know Sven has already scolded me for this, but the thing is, can you tell me about any sort of craft you have that would help us with the tournament? I mean, as Sven said, we are looking for an alternate fighter, but this is someone that needs to be highly skilled, almost, you know, deadly with their hands, or
well, frankly, deadly.
Deadly with their or maybe just has the desire to try out a full combat fighting.
Well, you
have health insurance, yeah?
Yes, I do have health insurance.
Okay, your child James, he is also like covered by his health insurance.
Yes, until he's 26. You bet.
And like you have a nice policy, all that stuff.
Yes.
Well, listen, here is the deal. We will sell you career insurance, okay? In exchange for the health insurance, if you promise to put all the fighters in this tournament on your health insurance, and then you get career insurance,
Sven,
will have
the health insurance thing is a hold on one second, Jimmy. I'm just gonna
I'm just talking about support
no,
for
hold
a
on, Jimmy.
For
Jimmy,
career
can you,
insurance.
I know, Jimmy. Can you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Listen, Sven, the health insurance thing, didn't we already talk about this with Chippy Chastiser?
We are talking now career insurance.
Career insurance?
Yes. Like F. Paul used to do.
Okay.
So, basically, if we sign Jimmy, he gives us the health insurance for the whole tournament, right? The backer is like, hey, you guys, you didn't have to use this insurance, right?
Right.
Then what happened is he has a career insured, which means he can be in any tournament forever.
Right, but we don't even know what this guy could do. I mean, if he could be, you know...
What's his name?
His name's Jimmy.
Well, who else is Jimmy? James Dean, man.
I know. Don't have a Jimmy in a tournament, but if this guy... Look, if
180 pounds.
All right, but let's figure out, like, maybe he has... There's something else he could help us with the tournament. I mean, us getting involved with the insurance, I thought the backer would just handle that.
Well, man, I mean, here's the thing, man. I'm not giving any deposit made. I'm fucking stuck in a submarine because I can't afford to fly a fucking commercial airline.
Okay,
and I have a water plane. It can't even find me.
Listen,
because
I know.
Can't call.
It's not easy for either of us. We spent the last month putting this tournament together, and we almost have nothing to show for it. Let's just see. Do me a favor. Listen, let's see what he does, okay? Let's see what his craft is, or if he has some skills, or if he just wants to get in there and try fighting, or whatever it is, and then I'll let you follow up with the whole insurance thing, all right? Because you're right.
Well, here's the thing, Max.
What?
I need the health insurance because I have no fucking liver.
Okay, but we'll...
I don't have a fucking liver, man. I have a fucking rag that I have to shove in there.
Okay,
and
but
wash it.
Sven, if we don't have an alternate, we don't have a tournament, and there's going to be a real problem here. So let's.
Yeah, so let, Jimmy, we had the Jimmy do it, but
right,
also,
but we don't even know. He's found my number in the sandwich shop. All right, listen, let's get him on the line. Let's see what.
That's
who,
I say. He's what? James.
All right, hold on, hold on. James, are you there? James.
Hello.
Hey.
Are you asking for my son?
Oh, no.
Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy, yeah. Yeah. Okay,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Hang on a second. My son, what's that? James? No. Daddy's on the phone call. Just go. Go eat. There's carrot sticks in the fridge. There's some ranch dressing, okay?
Oh.
Eat that for now.
Okay.
All right?
So,
okay, Daddy loves you. All right, I'm back.
So,
he's eating clean, man.
Yeah, he is eating clean. Jimmy, so we were just having a quick discussion. Sven definitely wants to talk to you about the health insurance thing, but I did want to know what your background is and if you had any desire to be a full contact deathmatch fighter.
I mean, I'd love to do that. I mean, I guess some background on me. Well, you know that I'm a dad.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm working as an accountant by day, and you know, like I said, I kind of have some weight fluctuations, and that kind of has to do with, like, I don't know, every month or so, I kind of decide to go to the gym, and I usually work out like really tough, you know, for a week, and there's all these guys in there, and they always look down at me, and they make fun of me, and I always just wanted to, you know, like punch one of them.
That's pathos, man.
I'm sorry.
If you want to punch them.
Right, sure. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Just hold on one second. Sven, listen to me.
Okay.
Right. Sven.
He's a bad dad.
Sven, this guy's an accountant. This guy's
He's
an accountant.
He's a bad dad, man. He's going to the gym for once a week, right? Because he doesn't care. Like a Jim Dean,
yeah,
and you have to punch them.
Okay, Sven, we have killers in this tournament. This guy...
He has health insurance, dude.
You're right. Okay, actually, you should follow... All right, let's follow up with that. Jimmy, sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. So, with the health insurance you have... That would be able to... we'd be able to expand that coverage then...
Well, that's where I'm not so sure.
Right.
Let me
have room in our fighting tournament, actually.
Yeah.
Because this pilot from the water plane, he's been doing some push-ups here.
Doing some push-ups?
Oh, yeah. He's really training hard. So,
I think what Sven's saying is, we sort of need to find out the details of the healthcare policy immediately, because we would like to help you punch people in the face.
Then you do that for me?
Yeah.
They look down at you, man, and this pissed me off.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, let me level with you guys, because...
All right.
Look, I understand, you know, sending my insurance policy it's not exactly the most kosher... legal thing that I can be doing.
Kosher.
I get
it's kosher, man. It's halal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the ins and outs of my policy. It's kind of my job as an accountant to know how much money I'm paying at the end of the year.
Right.
What the government's taking. What I'm, you know, helping my fellow man out with. And give me just one second. Hang on.
Sven, listen.
Yeah. What?
This guy's an accountant. He might be able to help us with the books.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. I mean, this guy could be like the Robert Kennedy of the HKKA.
Yeah.
And he's got what? He's training every month, at least 1 week a month.
I think it was 1 day. 1 day a week or something.
Well, I mean, that's good because he's always accounting, right? So he's like using his mind. I mean, we already have a very diminutive physical specimen who we have hired simply for the weight of his intellect, right?
Right. Right.
Hey, James, put that down. Go back in the living room with the carrot sticks, okay? Daddy's flipping through documents. You guys still there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, my benefit claim procedures. Let's see, if you have a claim for a benefit. No. Dependent. Dependent means those eligible dependents of the employee as specified on page 45. All right, so just a claim of absence, retirement, death of spouse or parent. There's got to be a loophole in here. I haven't found it yet, but basically what I'm trying to say is I'm gonna do what I can to make it work, to make this work out.
All right, so you will be our reserve fighter, willing to punch people in the face. We'll help you with that. We can have...
We need health insurance for eight fighters. And then two promoter.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 total. And also, all of the fighters are under 10 years of age.
Wait, what?
Wait a minute. We can't have this policy cover your eight illegitimate children.
Oh, well.
I mean, this is for the fighters in the tournament who are over 10 years old. If you're...
But you know, like, there's Muppet, right?
Yeah.
But then there's Muppet Baby.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You're covered at least by this health plan, right?
Yes, I'm covered, and I, you know, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work, to get these other fighters on there.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I got to say, though, I am not comfortable with the idea of punching a child.
There's no child. Listen, we banned, I tried to get an orangutan and a monkey to fight in this tournament. Sven has told me he doesn't want that, and I've agreed. But there are no pregnant women. There are no children.
Maybe one pregnant woman.
No, there's no, we did, well, we're going to do a pregnancy test the night of the fight, I'll tell you that. There are no pregnant, there are no women, there are no pregnant women, and then there are no animals, okay? So,
I'll take your word for it, and, I mean, I'm not really the most comfortable with punching a woman, but, I mean, hey, as long as you can guarantee they're not pregnant, then I guess I'm in.
Are you in the market for more accounting work, or are you tied to a firm?
Well, I'm tied to a firm. Mm-hmm. I work for a company. It's called Glass Fieldman and Stank.
Oh,
and I shouldn't say we. I'm not a partner there, but basically, the firm has asked that I only represent clients that have been vetted by the company. So I understand your situation. I know that the only reason I'm. You know about this because I, you know, found the inside loop to the inside, you know, at the sandwich shop.
Sure.
So,
You don't like pack a lunch for work. You like will go out and go to the sandwich shop and buy something during the day.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been there in a few weeks, but yeah, I do.
But you're like a single dad, yeah.
Yes.
You are raising James like the best you can.
Yes, I'd like to think so. You know, I make him his lunch each morning, and I send him off to school, and, you know, pick him up after school. You know, my job's really good for that, and hang on a second. James, seriously, I'm trying to talk on the phone. Look, I'll deal with that. Dana is coming over, okay? You just have to accept that. I know she's not your mom, all right?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
This is breaking my heart, man.
I know.
Don't look at me like that. You know that I'm just trying, okay? You're going to understand this later in life when you are a 35-year-old single... Well, I hope you're not a 35-year-old single dad. I hope you actually find love. You know, that's one of the things that's tough is that when you're, okay, I don't even expect you to understand any of what I'm saying, because you're just a kid. Look, just, okay. All right, Jimmy? Thank you, thanks.
Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Listen,
sorry.
We, We better go and discuss all this, but if you could do what Sven said and text us your information or birth certificate.
It's like a policy number and birth certificate and, like, also you have life insurance, yeah?
Yes. Yes, life insurance, too.
That, yeah, we need that too, man, because if you die, then we need to get the money, and then we can take care of your son.
You do that for me?
I have, like, 4 kids here. Well, not here, but at my house in Sweden, and they were all from people who died in the Kumite from 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're, yeah. You know, they're young
That's
people
dark.
Now. I mean, yeah, no, they're fantastic, man. They're all in a community college, and they are studying 4 different practical, you know, paths forward, philosophy and history, mathematics, and biology.
Glass I hope field. You could, you know, take time off work to come to the tournament.
Well, Stanko owes me a favor, so
okay.
I should at least be able to get a 3-day weekend.
Okay.
So if
good.
If that's
yeah.
If that's in the cards,
yep.
You can count me in.
Of course there's a nursery where all the children are.
So my son's invited too.
What are you going to do, man? Hire a babysitter while you go receive the laurel of glory from the head of Zeus?
Well, when you put it like that.
Yeah, he could definitely come along and, you know, you'll be able to hang out back. And obviously, if someone gets hurt or they can't continue in the tournament, which is honestly very likely, you will be able to go in there and have the opportunity to punch people in the face.
Getting Max to send, I just thank you. Thank you so much.
We will be in touch. And don't forget to send us that, you know, policy number and the your identification.
Sure thing.
If you have a business card for Stank, I'd like to, you know, I'd be like, what's up, Stank?
Sure. Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Oh, wait, hang on just yeah. 1 second.
Sure.
Hey. James wants
oh, no.
Hold on.
Okay.
James has been hearing me talk this whole time. What?
Yeah. Okay.
He says he's excited.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy, man.
All right.
Take it easy.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Nice.
Wow.
This is fantastic, man. I am looking forward to raising James as my own, dude.
Well, I you know, I don't know. You know, the competitors we have are tough. We don't know if he's going to make it.
I said we put this guy in. I said we put him in anyway.
No, he's got to be the reserve.
Think about it.
Right, but we can't just throw him in. I mean, we really need a reserve fighter. I mean, it's not, you know.
We have all of his info. He's sent a business card for Stank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, do whatever you want with that. I'm just really excited. We've got 8 competitors. We've got a reserve.
And now an alternate.
And an alternate. And now.
Plus accountant.
Yeah. Plus an accountant. Plus an accountant. And plus
a new son.
And right. And you'll have a new son.
Well, man, I'll tell you one thing. If I don't get a deposit made to my bank account, I can't get off this fucking submarine because
yeah.
I'm all out of currency.
I know.
I can't pay this water plane pilot.
Well, I got about 2 weeks until my phone gets discontinued, and man, I'm not going back to that sandwich shop, though.
Well, yeah, I don't want to live on a submarine forever, man.
Well, I'm hoping there's enough food down there for you. I mean, maybe I could send you something.
Ah, come on. It's okay, man. I don't need food. I have the opium, but I'm right. Running out of watercolor paper.
Oh, boy.
And you can't pen watercolor on, like, printer from a submarine. You know, paper from the printer
right.
on the submarine because it's the weight of the paper is too light, man. You know, unless I get doing some very you can't even yeah, I can, man, I can.
All right, well, listen, Sven, let me get going now. I'm gonna just start going through my files. I gotta find this guy's number. I gotta just track this guy.
Nothing.